Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Sims. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Casey Kendall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andujar Cedeno. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Mota. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ryan Bowen. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ryan Bowen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mackie Sasser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Viola. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Finley hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Biggio moves to second. Jeff Bagwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bagwell hits a line drive for a single. Biggio moves to third. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Caminiti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Bagwell. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Bagwell steals second. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowen covering, for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bowen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bowen. Johnson moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Andujar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cedeno hits a line drive off the glove of Miller, and into shallow right field. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Andy Mota is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mota strikes out. One out. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bowen strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Finley moves to second. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bagwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elster hits a line drive for a single. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Cedeno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caminiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Caminiti hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to third. Andujar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 2-0, Astros. Andy Mota is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Cedeno. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Elster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Viola batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Biggio for a passed ball. Miller moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bowen is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowen strikes out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley hits a line drive towards the mound. Viola reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Biggio and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Caminiti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caminiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola is 0 for 1 in the game. Viola hits a line drive beyond short. Cittino can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Viola moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andujar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cedeno is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Andy Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowen is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sasser is 0 for 2 in the game. Sasser hits a fly ball into right field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Finley is 0 for 3 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bagwell hits a line drive beyond second. Miller can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caminiti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caminiti hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry McDaniel pinch runs for Charlie O'Brien. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Viola bunts towards the mound. Bowen fields it and throws to first for the out. McDaniel moves to second. One out. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rob Mollicoat now pitching. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0 for 3 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mackey Sasser now catching. Terry McDaniel now playing right field. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Kendale batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kendale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendale hits a line drive for a single. Andujar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. McDaniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 3 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kendale moves to second. Rafael Ramirez pinch hits for Rob Mollicote. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Osuna now pitching. Steve Finley now playing right field. Gerald Young now playing center field. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kendale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser is 0 for 3 in the game. Sasser hits a pop-up off the glove of Caminiti, and into shallow left field. Sasser reaches second base with a double. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is hit by the pitch. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing center field. Mark Carrion now playing left field. Tony Castillo now pitching. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 4 in the game. Finley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McDaniel. Finley reaches second base with a double. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bagwell hits a fly ball into right field. McDaniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finley moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Caminiti hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Finley scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Terry McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDaniel strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries pinch hits for Tony Castillo. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.